Tri-Center is continuing its journey into district play. After a shutout win over West Monona, 49-0, head coach Ryan Schroeder is proud of his team's ability to work past opponents. As they are 1-2 on the season, the Trojans are looking to get past their record, as those losses prepare them for the wins to come.
I think we're just figuring out, you know, what works for us. And, you know, we always, our non-district games, I always try and schedule some pretty good opponents, you know, and it kind of sets us up good for district play once we get into it. Playing some tough teams and, you know, some well-coached teams that have a lot of, you know, good athletes. And those first 2 weeks were big tests for us. And, you know, we came up short. But I think in the long run, it'll help us out as we continue this journey into district play for sure.
Isaac Woolhunter looked very impressive in the pocket against the Spartans, as the senior threw for 244 yards and 4 touchdowns in the contest. Woolhunter relied on Zach Nelson downfield, as Nelson had 5 receptions for 3 touchdowns and 61 yards. Another big target in the long ball game was Carter Kunze, as he had 3 receptions for 110 yards and 1 touchdown. Woolhunter became more comfortable in the Trojans' last game and looks to continue utilizing their offensive weapons in week 4.
Where he's the most comfortable, you know, his receivers, he did a really good job of finding all his receivers this week. You know, before week 1, week 2, he was kind of targeting a couple of our guys. Well, this last week, you know, he kind of spread it out and was able to use all his guys and all his targets. And I think he's just getting more and more comfortable. You know, every rep he seems to improve. So I think it's just getting into the flow of things and figuring out, you know, all the weapons at his disposal and using them to his best of his ability.
Tri-Center will be taking on a Westwood team that is coming off back-to-back losses to Woodbury Central and Kingsley Pearson. They are looking for the Rebels to utilize Tatum Cooper, who has rushed for 229 yards this season while earning 1 touchdown. Westwood also has Joe Morris in the pocket with 411 passing yards and 4 touchdowns. The Trojans are looking to contain the run and be ready to pick up the pace.
Well, you know, they're a physical team. They're going to run the ball at us. You know, they're pretty big up front. They got a couple big kids and, you know, a couple kids up front that just have big motors. They just play hard. And you know, we got to be ready for that. I told my kids this week, especially up front, like, we can't take a play off, you know, especially our offensive line, because they got a couple kids that just really get after it. You know, we got to be able to contain the run and control the line of scrimmage. I think that's really, really key for Friday night. They're going to bring a lot of pressure with their backers. You know, they flow really well, they read really good, and they get downhill. So we got to be ready to be picking up blitzes and stuff like that. So, you know, I just told my kids it's going to be a physical week, and we got to be ready for that. We'll see what happens.
In terms of improvement, Coach Schroeder is not looking for just one player to step up, but rather the whole team. He wants to see improvement in the turnover game against Westwood by protecting the football.
You know, I don't know if I can single anybody out. The one thing that I'll take away from last Friday night that we have to improve on is maybe turning the ball over. We had too many turnovers last week and a couple of mental mistakes that cost us points on the scoreboard. And I think, you know, I told the kids we're to that point in the season where we have to have minimal mental mistakes and take care of the football. That's, you know, you turn the ball over, and we were fortunate enough to come out with a big victory last week. But, you know, as we get deeper into district play and face some of these tough teams in our district, we can't have those mental mistakes or turnovers. So I think as a squad as a group, we can't turn the ball over and can't shoot ourselves in the foot.
Tri-Center hosts Westwood tonight with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.